out so fast that you would be a fool if you followed that. Allah says, look at this group. How they ran away from me and how I guided them. That I put them in a cave and I put them to sleep. That's my miracle, Allah says. That when you go to sleep, how long have you slept? There's another story of, as you know, Uzair. He sleeps for a century plus. He wakes up and Allah asks him, how long have you slept? Because he asked the same question. That, oh Allah, this is a completely demolished city. How will it ever come alive again? Allah puts him to sleep with his donkey. And Allah raises him after a century. And he says, look around. He says, wow, it's all alive. Allah says, how long have you tarried? He says, one day, maybe a little over a day. Allah says, look at your donkey. It's turned to dust. What about that? Is that not ajeeb? Isn't that a miracle? Look at you. You go to sleep every day. Allah says, I take your soul. And then I bring it back. Some I hold back. Are you not wondering about why I do that? Rahmah Allah. But look what Allah did. Allah raised this Ashabul Kahf. Put them to sleep for 300 solar years. And 9 additional years, which is lunar. So Allah mentions both. So that there's no ambiguity in time. 300 solar years, 309 lunar years. The Quran mentions 300 years plus 9. So you find what happens. They wake up. Look at what they're saying. وَحَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا. Make our affairs straight. Look how Allah made their affairs straight. And when he comes back to the city, Allah, you know, sends him back with his coin to go find food. The leaders in the movie is Maximinus. He goes and they say, who are you? What coin is this? This was 300 years old. Where'd you get this from? They start to interrogate him. They find out that he is truly that miracle that was in the cave with the inscription. Why was the inscription, Rakim, so important? Because the emperor inscribed and he became the living inscription. So you find when they're taken back and he sees his own great-grandson who's older than him. Look at Allah says, look at this guy. He's so young. His great-great-great-grandson, many generations ahead. Look, 6 generations, I think, ahead. Look at him. He's so old. Look at this guy. Look how I preserve him, how young he is. Shocking. Then they all go back to the cave and they're so impressed. And I'm just paraphrasing the verse here. They are so impressed with this miracle that now they want to use it to their benefit. And the end of the movie shows that when they come out and these people say, yes, we're throwing gifts at you. The world is on your feet. You're famous. More famous than Hollywood. Isn't that what we all want? We want to be famous. Allah says, look how I made them famous. I just put them to sleep. How famous they became. In all your training in Hollywood, you can't get more famous than that. You're a miracle. And they all want to come. They said, Philadelphia, which is the city where they were raised, they said, this is going to be the attraction, the Mecca, you know, of people coming just to come and see you living miracles. Now, if you and I think for a split moment and say, wow, that would be so awesome. I mean, I don't have to do anything, and all the money just comes to me, and I'm just like, silent, and I'll just be rich, and they'll pamper me, and they'll kiss my hand. Oh, we love this. What do? They make dua. And then in the movie, they touch a very interesting chord. They say that, oh Allah, they go into the cave. They say to the people, you go back to the city. We will decide and meet you there. They go back into the cave, and they're all crying. They said, oh Allah, we had wealth. We had power. We had everything in our hands. We gave it all up for you. You showed us this miracle, how these kings disappeared 300 years later. Thank you. We are grateful, but we are still in chains, oh God. Please take us away from this world where we're nothing but in chains. No matter what we do, this material keeps coming towards us and taking us away from you. We don't want that. We want you. Oh my God, when I see that moment, I cry. Because Allah is saying that to me. Look at you. You travel. You meet people. You can be a powerful man. You can hold a microphone. You can go on YouTube. You can do things too. Are you doing it for me? Or are you doing it to be famous? Are you